Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Mailbag, a new feature for the Male Fertility Podcast where we answer your questions. It's Sean here. I'm back in the chair this week to pick up the questions. So I guess without further ado, let's just jump straight into it. Now, the first question we have this week, it says, is it okay that I don't want to talk about it all the time? I feel pressured to open up. Simple answer, yes, of course it's okay that you don't want to talk all the time. Now, we see a lot of conversation, a lot of social media noise, so to speak, saying that men need to open up. We must talk. We must do this. And I think it's important to talk. Of course it is. If you go back to our third series of the Male Fertility Podcast, where we had 10 other guys talking about their journeys, we always end with them saying, what's your one piece of advice to other blokes? And I think pretty much all of them said to talk. Of course it's important. Like, I'll never say it's not, but I think what's most important is doing things when you're ready at your own pace. That's the crucial element here. Because I think if you bury your head in the sand, if you bottle everything up, it's only going to lead to a bit of a pressure cooker situation where eventually you might go bang if that pressure doesn't get a release in some way. But it is important to advocate for yourself. And if you need to take a break from things for a day or a week, it's important to communicate that and say to your other half, and this is what, you know, ultimately it comes down to communication, but it's a different form of communication. You say, look, really can't face this right now. I'm not ignoring it, I promise. I just need a bit of time. And I think you'd be hard pushed to find someone who will not allow you that space if you just communicate your need to have it. If you're starting to shut down and withdraw and go quiet and within yourself, then people start to worry. Then perhaps that pressure can come to say, oh, come on, tell me what's going on. You need to talk and all this. It all comes up again. So it's allowing yourself and buying yourself that bit of time by saying, I'm just not quite there yet. I need to process things internally before I can express them externally. And that all boils down to honesty, really, doesn't it? And that honesty starts with saying, I just need some time. And so, on to question two, which is, why does it feel like such a blow to my masculinity? How do I get past that? And so, I would assume this directly refers to facing fertility struggles as a male. It doesn't expand, but I think that's probably quite an obvious inference that I'll draw here. And I think this comes down to the lie that we've all been sold, really, growing up through cultures, community, social media now as well, the old school media, so to speak. That lie has always been around the fact that being a man revolves around your virility. Your virility equals your masculinity. How many kids are you pumping out? That makes you a real man with lots of sperm, right? No, definitely not. Masculinity is not defined by sperm count. Absolutely not. What is masculinity? I don't know. That's a question that's going around a lot at the moment, isn't it? But I think there's a duality to this. There's the ability to explore yourself, perhaps be vulnerable if needed, but definitely a strength. There's a certain strength to being a man and being masculine. And that strength it comes up in many ways. It's about showing up. It's about being a representative for yourself, showing up for your partner, asking difficult questions, showing up in difficult scenarios, such as fertility appointments. Not easy, not natural, very upsetting, very traumatic. But by playing an active part, which I covered last time around in my last mailbag episode, I went into this about being an active participant. That is strength. That's emotional and intelligent strength, really is. I can honestly say, I really can, that you're not alone in those thoughts about feeling less of a man. If you're struggling with your fertility, or like me, if you have no sperm at all, I was there. I went through exactly the same. And I can tell you how I got out of that. I was in a hole. I really was for a long time. And when you're in that hole, you have to dig yourself out. Of course, when I say you have to dig yourself out, it doesn't mean you do it all alone. Find a community. We have Nexus, for example, where you can come and join the community, come to our support groups, And like we always say, and this comes back to the first question as well, actually, about talking, it's not about coming and pouring your heart out immediately. Come to the support groups, the online ones. Don't turn your camera on. You don't have to speak. Just sit and listen to others who are experiencing thoughts exactly like this. You're not alone. So what did I do to start coming out the other side of that? I asked myself hard questions. Hard questions such as, who am I? Who am I as a man? And I couldn't answer that at first, I'll be quite honest, because who often does that? Who asks themselves questions like that? So guess what I did? I asked my wife. And it's quite weird to say that I couldn't answer that question as to who I was myself, because stress, trauma, attack on my identity, attack on my ego, this was all swirling around my head. I wasn't thinking from a rational standpoint. But the person closest to us often is the person that will know us best and is a good person to answer that question. And it at least gives you some evidence to start working on when you say, who am I? And then they answer that and what as to why they wanted to settle down with you, start a family with you. And it's the answers to that question that gives you that foundation to start building on yourself. And of course, that it is important to do that work yourself as well, to start building on that, rebuilding your identity as a man. What is masculinity in your eyes? Of course, it's going to change for everyone. It's not a one size fits all. I remember what my wife said to me, what made me a man. They were all character traits. They weren't dependent on being able to pass on my genetics. And this is something that also helped me come to terms of being a donor recipient father, was acknowledging that what she was saying to me, what attracted her to me and looked at me as if as a suitable life partner, they were all things that I could pass on anyway. And when I really got to the core of who I was as a person, as a man, I was then able to start building on that, getting to the core and then reapplying those layers of who I was and my sense of self. That then became like a suit of armor, and I felt stronger as a result of going back to the core and really asking those difficult questions and finding the answers. As I said, it's not easy, but it starts with yourself, and I think it also is aided by community and communication with your partner. All of those things can really start to help you readdress who you are as a man and what is masculinity to you. We want to tell you about Imperil, the unique supplement for conception, which is recommended by fertility specialists for both men and women. We know that poor nutrition is one of the leading causes of infertility, but we are also aware that it's practically impossible to maintain a diet that's perfectly balanced, especially for conception. Choosing the right supplement can be confusing. Many multivitamins contain strong antioxidants, which may actually damage sperm quality. Imperil is made from activated micronutrients, which help every cell within the human body, from the biggest, the egg, to the smallest, the sperm. These micronutrients have been clinically proven to significantly improve live birth rates for men and women who have previously been struggling to get pregnant. You can find out more and hear from couples who have used Imperil by visiting fertilityfamily.co.uk. If you decide this is for you, there's a 10% discount just for our listeners. So make a note of the code MFPodcasts10. That's capital M, capital F, podcast, all in lowercase, 10. So, question number 3. How do I stay hopeful when things aren't going as planned? Hope. Hope is a really difficult one to navigate sometimes, because sometimes hope is all you've got when those appointments are constantly giving you bad news or more setbacks or results doing the same. And it's hope that you've been clinging onto, a finger hold on the edge of a rock. But sometimes when that hope feels like it's getting further away, then how do you stay hopeful? Like the question. I think hope is a powerful tool, but it's not about pretending that everything's fine all the time. It's knowing that you're doing all that you can, even on the hard days, and you're surrounding yourself with people who get it. Again, right, we've got the community at Nexus, and you'll find people in all stages of these difficult scenarios where hope does feel far away. and that the kind of light at the end of the tunnel being the intended and hoped for family does seem like a pinhole miles away. So what do other people do to help them get through those stages, the really difficult days sometimes? I think firstly, it's important to let yourself have bad days. It's not about putting pressure on yourself to continuously make progression every day, every week. Acknowledge that sometimes you just need to take your time out, recalibrate, reconnect with your partner, reconnect with yourself, and do what brings you joy. Go out, exercise, take a break if you can, like maybe get away from it all, get away from all the fertility conversation, which can be all consuming all the time. Take a weekend break or something, or even a day trip. All these little things can help recharge your batteries. Remind yourself you are still showing up. Think back to the beginning of where you've been, like when perhaps things became apparent that it wasn't happening and you first went to the GP, for example. Think back to then and look at where you are now. And that can restore your hope because you think, wow, I felt lost at points back then and I'm here now. It's about continually moving forwards in some way, but acknowledging that sometimes to move forwards, you just need to take a break. You need, as Kieran often says, his expression is that you need to take a knee, get a breather, have a bit of a reset, and then that hope can start building up with your energy. That hope of it is an idea, isn't it? It's a dream. And sometimes you need to just rest to make that dream more powerful again and give yourself, and you, as a couple, as an individual, give yourself that energy to keep pushing on forwards and staying hopeful in whatever way that looks for you. But just keep constant progression, even in the hardest moments. You will get further than you can ever realize when you just keep chalking off those days, weeks. It's all you can do sometimes. Don't be so hard on yourself to constantly look like things are progressing. Just, yeah, be kind to yourself at all times. And finally, this isn't so much of a question that I'm answering, it's more comments in response to a post I put out last week. So I posted that a year ago, just coming up to a year ago, my dad took his own life. He died by suicide. It's something that I never thought I would share. I didn't know how it fitted with everything that I do around male fertility. And it's something that I've very much sat with, obviously, for that year. It's been a hard year. It's been a life-changing year. It was a life-changing moment that I got that phone call from my stepmom to tell me what she had come home from work to find. Even talking it out loud now, it's obviously, as you can imagine, very raw. But something came to me last week when I did decide to share. I don't know, I've obviously been thinking about it a lot coming up to his anniversary, and I realised of course it fits here, because everything we do, Kieran and I sharing our stories here on the Male Fertility Podcast, everything we do in Nexus Fertility, it's all based around lifting up other men, making them feel less alone, and giving them community and making them feel better about themselves. We've both talked openly about how we suffered mentally throughout our fertility struggles. And Fertility Network UK in 2022 did a survey of fertility patients, and 40% of people said that as a result of their fertility struggles, of infertility, they felt they had experienced suicidal thoughts. So the answer seemed quite obvious to me at that point. I was like, I need to share this because there will be men going through fertility struggles who have had these thoughts. And the response was, it blew my mind, quite frankly. I put it out on Instagram and LinkedIn. And what happened on LinkedIn was just absolutely insane. The amount of engagement that it got, the amount of people that commented, and it shows how prevalent this is, how sad that it's this prevalent. Because so many people have been touched by it personally, and they were sharing their own stories and opening up as well. And what it's done is given me absolute rocket fuel to just keep turning up and helping men. Obviously, if you are feeling that way, then please do reach out. There are fantastic organizations that help people every day. There's the Samaritans 24/7. You can call them on their phone line. There is CALM, the Campaign Against Living Miserably. They have a helpline, and both on the phone and online, and they have a WhatsApp chat as well. There's us, you know, reach out. If you're at crisis point, please do phone one of the specialists, phone the NHS if you're in the UK. But if you're just at the point where you're thinking, do you know what? This is hard. This is very hard. This is what we are here for. We are here to make you feel less alone, to let you know that what you're feeling is going to be felt by many men. Kieran himself has opened up very emotionally about his suicidal thoughts when he was going through his fertility treatment. And we just want to help you guys. This is why we do these mailbag episodes now. So it gives us that more kind of personal interaction. Just this week, a couple of nights ago, at the time that I'm recording this, we held our first ever in-person support event through Nexus in London. We're going to do another one before the summer's out, and then we're going to start going regional as well, because that moment in that room, 15 guys turned up, and it was powerful. It was emotional. It was funny. We're men, we laugh about stuff as well. People were opening up and showing up really deeply, but at the same time, there were like hugs, shoulder pats, handshakes, laughter, chat about football. But what it did was give that sense of community. And this is something that I deeply wish that my dad had found. But I'll probably talk about this more in the future. But there were obviously some very complex reasons behind this. But I wonder if he had managed to find a community of people, a community of men who are feeling the same way that he did, perhaps the outcome would have been different. So yeah, it's just this right now, it's just my first response to say thank you. If I haven't replied to you yet, I will, I promise. I've been working my way through, firstly, anyone who had my number that was sending me voice notes, sending me messages, then all the DMs that came on Instagram, and like I said, on LinkedIn, it has been quite a phenomenal response. And then I'll get around to each and every person who commented and left a message, because it's meant so much to me. So if you are one of those people, and at the time of listening to this, I haven't replied to you, I will. If you're listening to this and you haven't seen that, please feel free to look it up and get in contact, message us. Like I said, if you're feeling like you are at a crisis point, call one of those hotlines 24/7. There are many others out there. A simple Google will get you the resources you need. Of course, if it's not urgent, not crisis point, contact us. We'd love to speak to you. This is what we're here for. This is what we're passionate about. Just keep your head up. We're here for you. And so I think I'll leave it there for now. This probably deserves a whole episode on its own. It's trying to describe something that's been a year essentially in the making of sharing this. And yeah, for now, I think that probably sums it up on a very top level. To be continued. But until then, get your questions in on email, themalefertilitypodcast@gmail.com. DM us. We are on Instagram @themalefertilitypodcast. We're on LinkedIn, The Male Fertility Podcast. And then there's Kieran and I's own Instagram accounts, or the Nexus Fertility Instagram account or website. Many ways of contacting us. So get in touch, send us your questions, and we look forward to reading them out. And Kieran will be in the chair next time. Yeah, speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you found the value in today's conversation, please follow the show and share with someone who might benefit.